Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
Hey, welcome into this Wednesday edition of Palmetto Mornings. 67 degrees. Tyler Cup, Ashley Lang here. We're also on Comborium Cable Channel 103, Facebook Live, and the free WRHI mobile app.
That's right. And this morning we are joined by Michelle DiEduardo, who is the president of the Women's Art Initiative here in Rock Hill. We have a new art piece going up in town tomorrow. But before we talk about that, tell us a little bit about what the Women's Art Initiative is.
The Women's Art Initiative is just a group of women that came together several years ago, and we just want to enhance the quality of life through public art. So,
and some of the projects that y'all have done, if you would just kind of list off some of the things that we've seen around town.
Absolutely. We have done some incredible things in our community, and I'm happy to share. We have Evolving Ann, which is located at the White Home. We also have the communications piece that is located right outside of the Comporium Communications Museum. Mm-hmm. We also have haiku projects all along the sidewalks throughout Old Town. And then, like I said, the new piece will be installed tomorrow right on the corner of White Street and Caldwell Street.
So tell us a little bit about what's getting installed. So it's called Corner Oasis, Reflect and Renew. So tell us a little bit about how you found this project, who is the artist, and what tomorrow is going to look like.
Okay. We put out a call for anyone who would like to submit their piece. Fitzhugh Carroll, a New York-based sculptor, submitted his piece, and we fell in love with it. It's a great interactive piece. It's going to be able to children and adults can interact, slow down, play, and that was kind of his vision for the piece, which is really cool.
What does it look like? Like, if you could describe it. I know it's kind of
It's a large, abstract piece of art. So they will be bringing it in on a crane. As of 5:30 yesterday, it was in Pennsylvania. So it is making its way from New York.
Wow.
Yeah. Super cool to see. So we're real excited about this piece.
And I think what's so great about this piece and being where it's going to be, because it's kind of in the heart. I mean, it's, like you said, on the corner of White and Caldwell.
Absolutely.
What our city and our town has done a great job of is like bringing people together. And this is a piece where kids, it's not like, oh, don't get on that. Don't stand on that.
Right.
Don't touch on that.
Like, this art should be interactive. And so you can play on it and take pictures on it, stand, crawl through it. So really neat piece for all ages.
And is the Women's Art Initiative, is it their goal to install something new once a year? Like what can we look forward to coming from you guys?
We did have one piece per year for 3 years. So we have completed that project. Hopefully we'll have some more on the horizon, and we would love to have women check us out and join our organization.
So that was my next question. If people want to get involved in Women's Art Initiative, what do they need to do? Where do they go? Are you looking for sponsors and funding?
You can join for $100 or more a year. You can go to our website at womensartinitiative.org. Check out all the other projects that we've done. Again, tomorrow, Thursday, June 29th, is free for anybody that wants to come and see the project installed. Anybody can do that. But if you'd like to join the Women's Art Initiative, go to our website or Instagram and check us out.
Talking to Michelle DiEduardo, president of the Women's Art Initiative. Michelle, what kind of compelled you to get into something like this?
Art is my passion. Mm-hmm. I have a minor in art, and I just fell in love with this organization and what they bring to the community and how we enhance the community through public art. It's just really important, and what we've done has been pretty impressive for a small group of women. So,
and is this, I apologize if you already said this, is this just Rock Hill? Is it York County? How does this, in terms of the landscape?
We bring public art throughout Rock Hill, throughout York County,
Okay. Actually.
Yeah,
okay.
not just through Rock Hill. So we hope to broaden our horizons. Yeah.
And again, are you looking for, so you're looking for anybody and every, like, who is the right person to be a part? Do you have to know how to draw? Do you just have to love art?
Absolutely not. You do not have to know anything about art, but have a passion for it maybe and want to just enhance our community. Obviously women, through the Women's Art Initiative. So we would love to have anyone join us.
You know, this is obviously a big thing when it comes to time. What's the commitment level? Are there meetings monthly? How does that work?
There are no monthly meetings.
Oh, boy.
You actually don't have to do a thing, which is great, right? Just donate and see the projects unfold and see what your funds go towards.
That's great.
Exciting.
And if you want to see a project unfold tomorrow, again, that's going to be tomorrow on the corner of Caldwell and White Street. What time?
All day.
All day.
They should be arriving, I would say, 7:30 a.m. tomorrow morning. So it will be an all-day process. So come watch it installed.
And again, that's the Corner Oasis Reflect and Renew, the new Women's Art Initiative project.
All right. Well, Michelle, thank you for coming in. Appreciate
thank you for having me.
I want to make sure we got everything. I saw you had some notes there.
Yeah. I want to make sure I'm not forgetting anything. This is exciting.
Get your notepad there. That is Michelle DiEduardo, president of the Women's Art Initiative. Michelle, thank you for what you do. Appreciate you coming in.
Thanks for having me.